Welcome to the Pizza Rose Podcast. Today's episode is Who Wants to Be a Hundredaire? What, do you not want to be a hundredaire?
I mean, what's this thing with your game show obsession? I mean, isn't it a little weird?
It's not weird. It's not weird at all. You're weird. Aren't you always playing with model airplanes or something?
Shut up, Ed!
Guys, can we just do the episode?
Fine.
Thanks to Bikini Pizza, business is still slow at Pizza Bros, just as it has been the last few months. Autumn has set in, and the leaves on the trees begin to turn brilliant colors. The days have become shorter, and the nights longer. With it brings the crisp, cool temperatures of fall. Inside the Pizza Bros store, Steve and Dennis watch a new, popular historical drama, Desert Wanderings. With nothing to do at work and no money to be made, Steve and Dennis's drive to keep the Chesterwood store in clean and pristine condition has been falling lately. They find themselves less motivated than ever to perform their daily chores and keep the store in tip-top shape. So, they lean lazily against the driver's table, watch TV, drink sodas, and eat a cheesy garlic bread. On the screen, an idiotic depiction of the story of Moses plays out.
"See what our great God hath brought for us,"
asks Moses. He lifts up a clump of pasta from the desert sand and shows it to a crowd of dirty men.
"What is it?"
asks a man.
"It's an MRE,"
exclaims Moses.
"What's an MRE?"
asks another dirty man.
"Manna, ready to eat,"
calmly delivers the actor who plays Moses. He then proceeds to put on a World War II era helmet and continues his lines.
"This will help feed soldiers during the upcoming war against the Ammonites."
Steve and Dennis audibly groan at the terrible lines they've just heard on the television.
"This show is so historically inaccurate, but I can't stop watching,"
Dennis complains as he picks and flicks dead skin from his ear. "I can stop. It's just hit a new low. Seriously, let's turn this blasphemy off," replies Steve, whom has completely lost interest. Suddenly, Ed appears from inside of his office with what could pass for a big smile on his face. But sometimes with Ed, it's hard to tell if it's actually a smile or simply a held-in fart.
"I have good news,"
says Ed with a smile on his face. "Ugh, what is it now?" asks Steve with irritation.
"Yeah, can't you see we're watching TV?"
gripes Dennis.
"The TV can wait,"
says Ed as he turns it off and holds up a long strip of receipt paper. "Why do we need a receipt?" asks Steve with suspicion.
"Look,"
insists Ed as he thrusts the receipt into Steve's hands. Attempting to humor Ed, Steve reluctantly reads the receipt to himself. 20 pepperoni, 10 sausage, 5 mushroom, 10 cheese. "This is a big order, but how does it benefit me?" asks Steve.
"Look at the tip,"
insists Ed. Steve looks down at the tip line and his disinterested eyes bug out.
$100? Woohoo!"
exclaims Steve excitedly.
"What? Let me see that,"
says Dennis as he rips the receipt out of Steve's hands.
"I need that $100. Let's get this order made right now,"
insists Dennis.
"You need the $100. I need the $100, insists Steve as he snatches the receipt back from Dennis's hands.
"No, I need the $100,
insists Dennis as he snatches the receipt back from Steve.
"You got the one big delivery yesterday. It's my turn,"
argues Steve as he snatches the receipt back from Dennis. Dennis grabs the receipt as well, and the two of them rip it in half.
Whoa,
interrupts Ed.
"Stop fighting. We just need to decide who is going to take the delivery and agree on it,"
he continues. Ed thinks for a moment. And has an idea. He grins from ear to ear.
"Let's have a competition, and whoever wins gets the delivery. Deal?"
asks Ed.
"Deal!"
Steve and Dennis agree simultaneously. Suddenly, Steve, Ed, and Dennis are in the back room of Pizza Bros. It has once again been transformed into the main stage of a game show. Thick curtains made of purple velour drape the stage. Stage lights blink repeatedly. Dennis and Steve stand behind podiums with their names written on them. Ed emerges from behind the velour curtains sporting his signature comb-over, fancy suit with wide lapels, and a pencil-thin 70s-style microphone. Exciting game show music swirls around the room, and a studio audience, which has seemingly appeared from nowhere, cheers and applauds as Ed enters the stage.
"Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so happy to be here tonight.
croons Ed in his best presenter's voice.
I'm Ed, your host, and welcome to the award-winning Who Wants to Be a Hundredaire? The only game show where knowledge of pizza bros determine who gets the big delivery.
The crowd again roars with excitement, and Ed waits for them to settle down before he continues.
We have two amazing contestants tonight. Let's meet them now.
Ed walks over to Steve.
Why don't you tell the at-home audience a little bit about yourself?
Steve leans into his microphone awkwardly and introduces himself. Hi, I'm Steve. I'm a delivery driver at Pizza Bros. I've been working here about a year, and I could really use that $100 to pay my rent.
All right, great to have you here, Steve,
says Ed as he pats Steve's podium and heads back over to Dennis.
Okay, tell us a little bit about yourself,
says Ed.
I'm Dennis. I'm the senior delivery driver,
he begins.
There's no such thing,
shouts Steve from off screen.
Yes, there is,
passionately insists Dennis while momentarily losing his composure. Dennis calms down, clears his throat, and continues.
I've been working for Pizza Bros for a little over 10 years. I'd say I'm the most qualified person in the store to win this competition.
There you have it, folks. 1 year versus 10 years of experience here tonight on Who Wants to Be a Hundredaire?
Dramatic music swirls, the lights darken, and the cheering crowd falls silent as Ed begins the competition.
I'm going to ask you a series of questions only an experienced Pizza Bros employee would know the answer to. The person who gets the highest amount of answers correct gets to take the delivery and become our next Hundredaire. Are you ready?
Asks Ed. Steve and Dennis both nod in agreement.
Remember, ring your buzzer when you know the answer,
Ed reminds them.
First question. What year was Pizza Bros founded?
Asks Ed. Like lightning, Dennis pounds his buzzer.
Dennis, asks Ed.
1983,
he answers.
That is correct. First point to Dennis,
states Ed. Suddenly, the front of Dennis's podium shows a number one, indicating the number of points he's received, and Steve's shows zero.
Next question. How many pepperonis go on the outer ring of a one-topping pepperoni pizza?
Ed asks. Quick as a flash, Steve hits his buzzer.
Steve,
Ed asks. 21 pepperonis go on the outer ring of a large one-topping pizza, Steve informs him.
That is the correct answer. 1 point to Steve,
states Ed.
Next question. The founder is originally from what country?
Asks Ed. Steve again hits his buzzer.
Steve,
asks Ed. He's a cowboy, so he's from the United States, insists Steve. A loud buzzer sounds, indicating an incorrect answer.
Ooh, I'm sorry, but that is incorrect. Dennis, you have the opportunity to steal,
says Ed.
The founder is from Norway.
Responds Dennis as he gives Steve a smug look.
That is correct. Another point to Dennis.
Ed pauses, turns to the camera, and continues.
Fun fact, the founder came to America dreaming of pizza and cowboys after growing up watching Western movies and eating American-style pizza. This led to the current Pizza Bros that we have today. It's always good to remember that not all cowboys are American cowboys,
Ed says with surprising wisdom in his voice.
Next question. How many slices are in an extra large pizza?
Asks Ed. Steve again thwacks his buzzer, looking to redeem himself.
Steve,
says Ed. 10. There are 10 slices in an extra large pizza, Steve answers.
That's correct. The score is tied again at 2-2,
says Ed cheerfully.
Next question. What is the name of our district manager?
Ed asks. Steve hits his buzzer just a microsecond faster than Dennis this time.
Steve,
says Ed. Debbie, responds Steve calmly.
That is correct. My boss's name is Debbie. With that, Steve takes the lead, making it 3-2,
says Ed. Dennis protests.
Aw, come on. That's not fair. That was too easy. I mean, even Travis would know that one.
Ed ignores Dennis and presses ahead with the next question.
What is our current featured promotion at the store?
Not looking to be outdone this time, Dennis beats Steve's buzzer.
Dennis, states Ed.
Buy two pizzas. Get two pizzas 15% off,
gloats Dennis.
That's correct. Once again, Dennis closes the gap. Our contestants are tied 3-3,
says Ed cheerfully.
Next question. How does the Pizza Bros reward system work?
Asks Ed. Steve and Dennis draw blank expressions on their faces. They look up. They scratch their chins. They think even harder. But suddenly, a loud buzzer is heard and time is up.
too bad. Looks like no one knows how the reward system works. That keeps us completely tied as we head into our final question,
says Ed. Dramatic music swells, and as it finishes, Ed asks,
please, be specific in your answer. How many chicken wings are in a large order of wings?
Dennis quickly hits his buzzer.
16 wings.
He answers factually.
Can you be more specific?
Asks Ed.
16 chicken wings?
Corrects Dennis with confusion in his voice.
Steve, you get the chance to steal, says Ed.
I thought it was 16 wings too, replies Steve sheepishly.
Oh, I'm sorry, you two. The correct answer is 16 wings made up of 8 flats and 8 drummies, says Ed.
The crowd sighs with disappointment and murmurs at the reveal of the correct answer.
Great news, deflects Ed. Looks like we get to have a tiebreaker lightning round,
says Ed enthusiastically as the sound of thunder roars across the stage.
Here is our bonus lightning round question, brought to you by Pizza Bros,
says Ed cheerfully as he winks at the camera.
The stage lights swell and dramatic music plays. The audience watches with bated breath, waiting for the question. The founder says, there are 3 levels of friendship, begins Ed. The highest level of friendship is the one him and Blake McManus have, which is called what?
Asks Ed. Steve and Dennis ponder the question in silence. Beads of sweat pour down Dennis's face. In his mind, he can see the $100 slipping away. Steve's face lights up. He goes to hit the buzzer, but he looks at Dennis and momentarily hesitates. Suddenly, Dennis's eyes light up and he hits the buzzer.
I know, it's Brock and Buddies!
Dennis blurts out before Ed can address him.
That's correct! And with that, Dennis is the winner on Who Wants to Be a Hundredaire?
Ed cries with glee as game show music plays and the crowd cheers. Dennis beams with delight from ear to ear. A few moments later, the game show stage has disappeared. The 3 have returned to their normal duties as they work together to fulfill the order. Dennis picks up the pizza bags and smugly leaves the store, satisfied with his victory. As the door closes, Ed turns to Steve.
I know you knew that one, so why didn't you answer?
Steve takes a deep breath and sighs. I realized that if I got the big delivery, Dennis would do nothing but complain the rest of the day. And when I realized that, the $100 wouldn't have been worth it. You just can't put a price on peace of mind. Steve pauses and continues. Plus, Dennis is my Bronkin' buddy. Ed nods his once again bald head in understanding.
That was $100 well spent.
The end.
I won fair and square. Seriously.
Right. I totally didn't give in.
No, you didn't. I won. Because I'm smarter than you and I've been working there the longest.
Well, okay, Dennis, whatever you want.
It's kind of between me and Ed, really.
Didn't Ed start here before you?
We'll get to that later.
Well, anyways, thank you guys for listening to the Pizza Bros podcast. Don't forget to visit therealpizzabros.com. Sign up for a mailing list. Check us out on social media and tell your friends. Because without you, we'd have no audience.
Literally zero.
See you later.